celebrity chef and Wexford's very own Kevin Dundon joins me on the Sunday Grill this morning to chat about a new cooking competition for primary schools. It's called Chop It Like It's Hot. I like that. And it's brought to you by Fresh Today. You're very welcome, Kevin.
Yeah, it's great to be on. So thanks very much.
And of course, Fresh Today are one of those companies that are doing all the school lunches as well. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's a really exciting competition. And the fact that the whole reason why I got behind it was because I wanted to get kids cooking, and it's getting them excited about food. So the premise of the competition is that they would create a dish. Maybe it's a dish that their mum or dad or will be cooking once a week. So there's a bit of a story behind it. So for me, for example, it would be a potato omelette. Mum used to make a potato omelette every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I remember coming in from school and smelling the onions cooking and the potatoes and served up with baked beans and a salad. Like it was delicious.
Yeah.
But like that sort of stuff. Like it's something really, really simple. Or it could be your nanny's apple pie or something. Just something that shows that you have an interest in food. There's a bit of a story behind it. And basically what we're going to do is it's all across the whole southeast region of Ireland. We're going to select, whittle it down to 20 students.
Okay.
And then from there, we will whittle it down to 5. And the 5, then I would go out to the different schools and present them with an apron. And they'll come to Dunbrody then, and they will do a cook-off on with the 5 of them.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, I know. And then the winner will stay overnight with their parents.
Fab.
In Dunbrody. And then that person and myself would have a masterclass on creating a new dish for Fresh Today
that I'm going to. And going to primary schools.
So they'll be featured from April. Their dish would be featured all across the southeast region.
Brilliant. So people can click on their app while they're choosing their kids, or the kids are choosing their food for primary school lunches. Did you come from a home where you cooked at an early age? I'm trying to think of my own little girl who's 10, and it's all about just cooking desserts and things for her. I don't think I could convince her to make an omelette. She might flip a pancake every so often.
Yeah, but that's fine. It doesn't really matter what they're cooking, as long as they're cooking, whether it's a dessert or a pancake or you know, if they're caramelizing popcorn, or you know, it's anything at all. So it's just to show that they have an interest and understand food. And I think it's a great opportunity for the parents or our guardians to get involved with their kids the kitchen and talk about food.
Yeah. And was that what it was like for you growing up? Were you someone who cooked a lot in the kitchen, or were expected to even?
Well, mum is an amazing cook. And my grandfather, so food was very forefronted in the conversation around dinner. And the first meal I ever cooked was Dad and myself went out fishing down in Kilkee, the west of Ireland.
Oh, lovely.
And we caught a load of mackerel. I mean, I was only 7. And then we came back, and then Mum cooked them that night for dinner, where she grilled the mackerel and served them with potatoes and vegetables and whatever. So the next day I decided that I was going to cook breakfast and bread for my grandparents.
Okay.
So I put the mackerel under the grill, but I didn't really fully cook them. So I was way ahead of my time. So I was like sashimi. And I gave them cold tea and cold toast. And they sat up in bed and ate every morsel of it.
They did.
So that was my favorite.
How lovely.
That was my first experience of cooking.
And like, that's obviously such a core memory from your childhood as well. Yeah. And food was a big part of your life then, was it? Because your mum was a great cook.
Yeah, so I think mum grew up in Rhodesia, so as Zimbabwe now. Mm. So the food that she would have been cooking was a lot more exotic than my friends were eating at home back then. So like, we were eating like babuti, which is like a spiced curry with an egg top bake in the oven, like peri peri chicken. Like, it's all peri peri chicken now is pretty standard fare, but back then, like no one was eating peri peri chicken. Like, lasagna was like exotic, and spaghetti bolognese was exotic, where it's pretty much mainstream now.
Yeah,
So food has always been and still is very important, and I think that's probably where I get are like the way we would bring up our children, was that we always sat down as a family for dinner every night. And the same with Castro and myself and the kids, and our kids are older now, but when they were going through school and stuff like that, we always sat down and talked about food and the day. So some days you'd sit there and it'd be dinner in silence. The next day it could be a dinner in arguments. And then the next day it could be a dinner of great conversation.
Mm.
But there was always something going on.
It's very Irish, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's great though. Because I think you learn, if you just sit back and just listen to them talk amongst themselves, you learn so much about what totally. Your kids are at and doing, which is brilliant. And like they're very vocal about whether they like the food or they don't like the food. And I've always said is like, you just try it. You don't need to eat it all, but you need to try it.
Yeah.
So you can't say you don't like it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's like the first pint of Guinness that you have isn't great.
Keep trying.
But after a few, it grows on you. So.
And tell me, what do you remember bringing for lunch at primary school? Now that the kids have hot food, I've been thinking about what I used to bring in. And I can't actually remember what I had in primary school. There was definitely a Capri Sun involved, but I can't remember what sort of lunch food I brought in.
We used to on a Monday, Mum would use the roast, whatever roast was on the Sunday, that was the cold meat in the sandwich.
Wow, you were fancy.
And then Mum used to give us a hard-boiled egg.
Oh.
Yeah.
I tell you, you were a bit unpopular opening in primary school.
That hard-boiled egg got thrown out in the bin every single day.
It didn't even come home. It just got thrown into a ditch.
Definitely. Because if you brought it home, Mum would make you eat it.
Oh,
so.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So nice sandwich ideas there from the leftover roast from the night before.
Yeah. And just going on to what Fresh Today do and you know, deliver hot meals into the schools. Like, it's amazing because, you know, For kids to get a hot meal every single day, like some children might necessarily get a hot meal at home.
Oh, totally. So, and we saw that from Barnardo's during the week, and they said that there's 35,000 children that would only get their hot meal from the food that they get from primary school. So
exactly, and I think it's fantastic. It's an initiative from the government, and then to have companies like Fresh Today and like the children have a choice of like 40 dishes to choose from. Mm. So, I mean, there's a bit for everybody.
And then taking it a step further in encouraging children to get into the kitchen and do something with a competition like this. What should kids, say an eight-year-old, what should they be able to do in a kitchen? Like, I remember interviewing a chef the year before last, and he was saying his children have very good knife skills. They were like 7 and 9, I think. So,
look at the children of today and like, they're all on computers. They're they're using their hands a lot more than what we ever did. Like, we played football or hurling or hockey or sports, but now kids are like using their hands. So their eye hand coordination is really, really good. So they will be good with knives.
Mm-hmm.
And like an 8-year-old should be able to make scrambled eggs, toast.
Wow.
That sort of stuff, easy sort of stuff.
Okay, supervised. And it's obviously. Really up.
It's up. Yeah. Well. Yeah, it's supervised initially while you're teaching them, but they'll be well able to do it. And now, even with air fryers, for example, they should be able to cook food in an air fryer. That's totally safe.
That's a good point for
them.
Yeah.
So it's like you just need to think it through and what's safe and what's not. I don't think I'd be comfortable with an 8-year-old using a knife on their own without being supervised.
No, there was definitely he was saying he definitely was there as well, obviously, while that was happening. That
like scrambled eggs, is like put two eggs into a pot with a fork and beat them up, put some knobs of butter in there, a little bit of salt and pepper, put it on a low heat with a wooden spoon and keep stirring until it's cooked.
There you go. You have it.
Yeah, there you go. So, and a bit of toast.
Maybe a bit more trust into what our kids can do. Would be great. Supervised.
Yeah, but if you teach them how to make those scrambled eggs, then they'll end up cooking breakfast for you.
Yeah, Which wouldn't be too bad, would it? That would be nice. But absolutely. Breakfast happy in bed. Days. Well, yeah, listen, if exactly. people want to head to the competition and get more details, it's freshtoday.ie. It's for primary school students. And the big prize is that you would get to go to Dunbrody House, a hotel and cookery school for a live final. And Kevin will be there too. And you can have a cook-off. All the details are there. You have to upload a photo. But if you want to check it out, and there's storytelling involved in it as well, freshtoday.ie is the website. Kevin, thanks a million for talking. Talking to me this morning. Look forward to seeing who the winner is as well. Have a good morning.
All right, you too. Thanks, Manny.